Welcome, friends, to the Generations Radio Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you, broadcasting from my basement out here on the eastern plains of Colorado. And today, we're coming back to a theme that has been near and dear to my heart and to this ministry for a very long time. And we are moving into a post-Christian culture, and that has resulted in folks asking the question, are we Puritans or are we separatists? Are we Puritans or are we pilgrims? Those sorts of questions faced so many of the founders of our nation back in the 1600s, and the same question appears to us today. Approximately 25 years ago, I wrote a book called The Second Mayflower, and that book asked the question, should we be separating ourselves? Should we escape persecution? Is there a situation in which Christians ought to be separating themselves by fleeing? Jesus said, if they persecute you in this city, go to the next, dust off your sandals and move on to the next city. And is that something that Christians need to do in this day and age? Obviously, friends, we need to address ourselves to the discipleship of the nations. We're still on task. We're still on the vision, the mission that Jesus gave to us when he left, and that is to disciple the nations by teaching them to observe everything I've commanded you. And we're on the task, but the question is, if we cannot disciple this nation, do we head on to the next one? And that question is something that's in the minds of more people today than it was in the early 1990s when I suggested the question during Bill Clinton's administration in the early 1990s. People were asking the question, but now more are asking the question as we've entered into a post-Christian nation in which persecution has increased against Christian business persons as well as pastors and others. So, friends, we're in a post-Christian age, what we call the negative Christian culture, in which, the society itself is turned itself against Christ and against his people and against his church. And that's the state of affairs. We have crossed the line as of about 10 years ago. I'd say many of those cultural commentators are looking at roughly 2010, 2011 as the period of time in which the culture turned anti-Christian in America. Now, there are places in America in which there's a little less persecution than in other places, but by and large, our educational facilities, our universities, the economic situation, the large dot-com companies, the political situation is anti-Christian. So that's where we are today. And that's why this new movie produced by Greg Lammerman and his son Dallas is such an important contribution to where we are today. The movie is Mayflower 2, and you can check it out at mayflowerii.com. It's mayflower2.com if you'd like to take a peek at it. We encourage you to check out this this new artistic presentation of the concept of what Christians are to do in this generation. How are we going to face the post-Christian age after the rise, but also the fall of the Western world and the fall of the Western Christian influence. What are we going to do now? And that question is, of course, something that we're all discussing. Well, Greg and Dallas now join us on the Generations broadcast. This is a homeschool family business. They have come together, dad and son, to produce this new movie, Mayflower 2, the movie. And welcome, Greg, Dallas. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, let me ask you, what was it that encouraged you guys to take on this project of Mayflower 2? Obviously, you know, carrying on the pilgrim vision of what the pilgrims were doing in the 1620s.
Well, I think first, the first question is to, you know, why did we choose science fiction? I think that might be one question. And we were actually kind of challenged to do that through our experience down in San Antonio at the film festival there, where we actually first heard you speak. We couldn't believe that this man was speaking all these things so forwardly, and we really learned to appreciate you there. But there was one presentation on science fiction in which he talked about how Christians need to take back the field of science fiction because of the ability of that genre to to be able to speak truth in a way that other genres can't.
Yeah, science fiction as a genre lends itself really well to the theme of Mayflower, which is tyranny and versus freedom. And then also a lot of science fiction kind of pulls in a little bit of the heritage of the Western movies, which is kind of courage in the face of overwhelming odds.
Mm-hmm.
Those just seemed like really important themes for us as Christians to be thinking about.
Yeah.
And obviously the current cultural situation in which we're seeing more and more pushback against Christian belief and faith and freedoms. It's always been an issue. Are we going to stand seriously for Jesus no matter the cost? But it becomes more real as the cost goes up. Are we going to keep trying to avoid conflict with the world by laying low, or are we going to follow Jesus no matter what? And science fiction kind of gives you an opportunity to explore that kind of a theme and a question in a removed context, but at the same time, which we could apply to our lives today.
Speaking with Greg and Dallas Lammerman, who produced a new movie, Mayflower 2, the movie, and that's you can get that at mayflower2.com. It's available right now. Give us just a sense for the storyline without, giving away everything, guys.
Well, we do. Our main character is what you might call a cultural Christian, have a lukewarm fellow who considers himself a Christian, but does not want to
rock the boat,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wants to lie low, wants to avoid any conflict with the world. But he's finding that the world is bringing conflict to him, and he can't escape it. And he has to make a decision what he's going to do. And, of course, we've got this spacecraft called the Mayflower 2, commissioned as such by a fellow named Solomon Foster for the purpose of the eventual evacuation of his church group, if needed, from the earth.
And, wow.
Don't want to give too much away, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. Let us just be said that Miles O'Rourke, our main character, decides to make a run for it. And the only way to get away is to take that ship called Mayflower, and he's off on his way to a Mars colony where things aren't as wonderful as he imagined.
Now, you want to avoid the idea that we're just all running for our lives and there's just a fear of what's going on out there. You want this to be based in, faith and an ongoing pursuit of the kingdom of God. How do you balance that out ideologically?
Well, in a lot of ways, that's exactly what the story deals with.
Okay.
Is you have somebody, this main character, who in a lot of ways is all of us. We just want to be safe and happy and kind of just live our lives. And we've been able to do it for a period of time, and eventually it's just not going to work anymore. And it's that question of, do we stay? Do we run? And if we're staying, why are we staying? And if we're running, why are we running? So, at some points, they kind of do both in the movie. And sometimes they do it for the right reason, and sometimes they don't. And so we kind of play with that and kind of explore what that kind of looks like and just help people think through some of those things. That's the idea.
There's also the counter character, I guess you'd say, in his brother Rich. And his brother Rich is very grounded in the faith,
okay.
Very willing to do the right mm-hmm. thing, very willing to take the consequences for doing the right thing and for following Jesus no matter what. And that's where a lot of the tension lies, is between the two brothers. And and where Miles has to determine his journey, and we're really following Miles through the movie as he's the one who's changing,
mm-hmm.
changing by circumstances and changing by the Word of God as he goes through the film.
I really commend you guys for bringing this thing out at this time, for such a time as this, because a lot of people are asking these questions. I mean, are you noticing that in Canada? I know you guys are from Canada, but there is this massive sense that we're entering into an anti-Christian culture in the Western world, and a sense that persecution may be on the rise.
In the last year, I would say yes, definite yes to that question. More and more people are just aware that there is a time of persecution that's upon us, whether it's on us personally now, but we can look forward to that. And we have to be thinking, you know, what am I willing to do? What am I willing, what is my faith willing to do? It's interesting, though, you say it's very timely. We actually wrote this in 2013-14 and filmed in 2014. It took us 6 years in post-production to finally get it out, but it sure was a timely
God had the timing in mind. It was a very frustrating period of time and trying to get the film done. And then when we finally finished it, we said, wow.
For such a time as this.
I guess God had some ideas about when he wanted it to be done.
I had the same impression as I worked on my recent book, The Rise and Fall of the West, because I think we're dealing with the fall of the Western world, certainly the decline of Christian influence in the macro culture. So, you know, I mean, we are looking at massive transitions in human civilization right now. I think it's akin to the fall of the Roman Empire in 475 AD. I think we're pretty much at that status right now. We're in a monumental shift in the Western world and probably the entire world. So it's time for Christians to be exploring some of these things. And I'm glad that, you know, you're bringing this thing out right now. Now, let me ask you about the technical presentation of the film. I haven't watched the film yet. I'm looking forward to it. But I've seen your other films, and I like what you guys do. It's creative. It's riveting. You have to work with a shoestring budget. And I was a judge for the San Antonio Film Festival for a number of years, and it was very difficult for families, you know, low-budget groups to put together something that was engaging and yet still, you know, technically pretty good. And I think you guys can pull that off. But how do you do that? How do you pull it off on a shoestring budget?
Lots of prayer, I guess. the first film that you would have judged that was our first, and we were just jumping in and just saying let's try this, and that was a $4,000 budget. This one's improved significantly as far as, you know, budget goes. We had about $30,000 to work with. But I mean, you do the math on a film, and that's basically craft services, which means lunch for everybody, right?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of volunteers, a lot of just trusting and praying and looking for who Providence is bringing us and the opportunities that are available and working with what you have.
You know, in this film, we had over 200 volunteers at different points, both as actors.
Wow.
We had a number of people in pre-production helping us with sets, and particularly with costumes. The Weens family that Dallas is married into were so helpful in that, and many others. And then in post-production, you know, that's where those 6 years came in, and they were kind of long and lonely. Oh, I do want to say how Dallas did almost, what did you do, about 95% of the...
Yeah, 70-80%. I had one other person helping me with visual effects.
Oh, the visual effects, which is a also big visual effects film. So, you know, and we're volunteering too. We're not really making, well, I should take out the word really. We're not making any money. It's more of a ministry than a business. You know, technically it's a business, but, you know, it's a nonprofit business. Not intentionally, but it is.
Well, I'm on the website right now, Mayflower, too. And I'm just going to play the preview real quick here and see what happens. But to folks, you just go to MayflowerII.com, and there it is. 400 years ago, the original Mayflower carried persecuted believers to the new world in this futuristic, action-packed thriller.
Miles and Kate just want to live a normal, happy life. When Miles O'Rourke's brother shows him the hidden Mayflower 2, a spaceship designed to help families escape persecution, he dismisses it as paranoia.
Just in case we need to get out of here.
However, the persecution soon becomes personal.
You're on the national homegrown terrorist list.
Run!
Caught off guard, he borrows the new Mayflower to escape to a utopian colony on Mars.
We live in peace. Nobody goes without.
Where he learns he has not left his troubles behind.
Are you sure you heard it right?
Miles, they're setting you up.
400 years ago, the original Mayflower carried persecuted believers to the New World. In this futuristic, action-packed thriller, the Mayflower 2 will take persecuted believers to another world.
We're coming back, Rich. Get everyone ready.
Hurry! Everybody in. Come on.
Ever hold one of these things?
It doesn't look like it!
Highlighting the need for faithfulness and courage in the face of opposition, this riveting story explores faith in both strength and weakness.
Oh, God, help us. Help us and our children.
And takes viewers on a journey to discover where true peace and courage come from.
We know whom we have believed. He will provide a way. We have to trust him.
You and your family will be challenged to consider where you stand with God.
Oh God, forgive me for being such a self-centered fool.
Consider what your response should be in the face of looming persecution.
Jesus told us to expect persecution. Servant is no greater than his master.
Learn that true courage comes from fearing God, not man.
Accepting a watered-down pseudo-gospel isn't being careful. It's being apostate.
Mayflower 2 is an encouraging, inspiring, and exciting movie for the whole family to enjoy. Now available to own on video and DVD.
That's pretty intense. just watching the preview, that's pretty intense. I encourage folks to go to Mayflower2.com. That's MayflowerII.com for the movie, and you can purchase it online. We're going to give you a free giveaway if you purchase Mayflower 2. The first 10 folks that purchase this movie, we're going to give you a bonus as just a way to bless the production as part of the Generations broadcast today. But wow, that's pretty good. I'd say that technical appearance is about the strongest I've seen for a low budget film.
Thank you very much. I want to put a little caveat when people watch and hear that that trailer, because it's amazing what we get on our Facebook ad feedback. Some people just jump on our throats because they don't realize that that first voice in there is actually the bad guy, and they think we're promoting all of that garbage he's saying. But really, you know, that all that politically correct jumbo that he's saying, is he's not the good guy.
You guys have shots of real rocket ships leaving the Earth, and it's looking really real to me. So how do you do that?
A lot of work.
That's Dallas's visual effects. Sure. It's all visual effects. Yeah.
That's I think there's about seven or 800 visual effects in the movie that I did.
That's ambitious. That's quite amazing, and it's commend you for getting involved in this art form. I can remember back in my college days, I was involved in radio, but also in some TV and video journalist classes, and they would say that the TV and the video end of things was roughly 1,000 times more difficult than simple audio presentation. So, yet you've tackled this thing and you're growing with it. Wow, you intend to continue with this, Dallas?
Yeah, no, I mean, I love doing video work. Right now, we're taking a break from the feature films, unless God, you know, lays something really on our heart. But we're finding different ways of using that. One way is we've started a video series called Worldview Endeavor, and that's short little like 5-minute videos that we actually use Facebook, and we use their advertising platform to actually get those out to a whole bunch of people who would never otherwise see them. And it's the idea is to help Canadian Christians think through all the issues that we're facing today. And that's one way that we're doing that from a Christian perspective.
Who do you recommend this film for? Is it too intense for some little ones? Generally, are families going to be receptive of your presentation?
Well, I have to laugh when you ask that. I think it's been recommended for 12 and up, but to my 3-year-old grandson, who's actually very highly sensitive to just about anything, he sat in my lap while I was doing a preview of it. He missed the first part. There's a little bit of a scary part at the beginning. It's nothing graphic, but it is a little bit scary. So he missed that part. But the rest of it, he sat on my lap riveted and said it was his favorite movie, and he's 3 years old, very sensitive. So I really, I think for your typical family, it really is a family film. It creates a lot of opportunity for conversation about a number of different issues. And you can see those different themes on our website that we see coming through this film. And I think it would be, for any age, really.
In fact, you've got a free discussion guide that goes along with it. A number of the themes, the gospel is presented in the movie, religious freedom is looked at, personal peace and prosperity, political agendas, courage in the face of persecution. So I'm just looking through the themes that show up, and friends, understand that that you can get this online free discussion guide as well. And let's just offer this right now. I would like to offer a copy of my book, The Second Mayflower. I still have a number of copies available. And if folks would like to order this movie right now at Mayflower2.com, use the promo code GENERATIONS, and we'll be willing to ship out free of charge 10 copies of my book, The Second Mayflower, guys. And so that goes as of right now. So anybody who goes to the website right now, that's Mayflower2.com, and orders this film, we'll get a free copy of The Second Mayflower hardback book that we published, I'd say about 15 years ago. We don't advertise this book anymore, but we keep extra copies on hand. And we deal with these issues. We talk about the issue of flight, the issue of freedom, and what that is. And I grapple with some of these things. You know, is it a right thing to flee at any point? And what is the objective? And how do Christians respond to persecution? So we talk about these issues in my book, The Second Mayflower, and I'd love to offer a copy of that along with the movie for the first 10 people that respond to this radio program and go to Mayflower2.com and order this. Again, use the promo code GENERATIONS as you place your order. So folks can order this right away. Anything else to say about the movie? How long is it? What are folks saying about it? Are you getting any feedback from the audience out there?
It's about an hour and three quarters. We get all kinds of feedback. Some people love it. Some people hate it. Some people think it's low budget. Other people love it. It's, I really think it depends a great deal on who it is that, you know, we really do have a target audience. It is aimed at the Christian family. It's not aimed at really a non-Christian, although we do have the gospel in there. We know we can't compete with Hollywood. We just pray that people give us a little grace in that. We think that the content of it is really the important part.
Yeah. For people, for families who actually want to work through and think about these things, people love it. And I mean, that's where that discussion guide that you mentioned, I really encourage people to take advantage of that. You can even use that discussion guide without buying the movie if you want, because it really just helps people work through. It's a powerful discussion guide. It really helps people work through these questions and helps them work them through for themselves so that they understand and look to God and the Word to understand what their response should be and how they should be thinking about these things.
Praise God that families are taking advantage of the opportunity to disciple the nations in the area of film. I'm so excited that this vision towards taking the kingdom of God into the audiovisual and conveying the ideas of the Word of God through the form of story. Jesus did the same thing with parables. The idea of story has been used for a long time. And this could be a huge encouragement to families that are facing the future and they want to face the future with faith, especially with the threat of increased persecution in the Western world. So, friends, check out Mayflower 2, the movie at Mayflower2, mayflowerii.com online. And again, the first 10 folks that purchase a copy of Mayflower 2 will receive a free copy of the second Mayflower, a hardback book I wrote a number of years ago to interact with the question of flight, civil disobedience, and how Christians will interact with persecution. So again, the promo code for that is Generations. Today, Greg and Dallas Lammerman, the producers of the second Mayflower, Mayflower 2, as our guests on this edition of the Generations broadcast. Thanks so much, guys, for joining us.
Really appreciate you having us on, and we listen to you regularly and really appreciate your ministry. Thank you very much for what you do.
Well, praise God. We have an opportunity to serve Jesus in various capacities, and we just trust that He's going to bring forth the increase in these little endeavors that we put forward. So keep up the good work, guys. We appreciate what you're doing. Don't be discouraged. Don't let the devil get the foothold. Just continue to be faithful in your ministry work for Jesus.
This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.